Hello, and welcome to the Study Guide podcast for WGA GCSE Computer Science. I'm your guide, and today we're diving into a topic that has completely transformed how we use technology, cloud computing. That's section 2.6 of your specification. Now, you might hear the cloud and think it's just for storing your holiday photos, but it's so much more than that. It's a fundamental part of modern IT, and the examiners love to test your understanding of not just what it is, but its real-world impact. In the next 10 minutes, we'll cover the core concepts you need to know, break down the common mistakes students make, share some top exam tips, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to make sure it all sticks. Ready? Let's get started. So, what actually is the cloud?
For one mark in your exam, you need a solid definition. Cloud computing is the use of remote servers hosted on the internet to store, manage, and process data rather than using a local server or your personal computer. Think of it like this. Instead of carrying all your school books, your lunch, and your PE kit in your own backpack, you have access to a massive, secure, shared locker room at school. You can access your things from anywhere in the school, you can share a textbook with a friend instantly, and if you forget your backpack, your books are still safe. Your backpack is your local computer, the locker room is the cloud. It's crucial to remember that the cloud isn't some magical entity in the sky. It is made of physical hardware, powerful computers called servers, organized in racks, housed in huge, secure buildings called data centers. These data centers are located all over the world. When you save a file to Google Drive or stream a movie on Netflix, your device is sending and receiving data from one of these data centers. So why do we use it? The benefits are a common exam question. Key advantages include scalability. Businesses can easily increase or decrease their storage and processing power as needed, only paying for what they use. Imagine a small online shop during the Christmas rush. They can scale up their servers to handle the traffic, then scale back down in January. Another is accessibility. With an internet connection, you can access your data from your phone, laptop, or tablet anywhere in the world. And finally, automatic backups and disaster recovery. Reputable cloud providers replicate your data across multiple servers, so if one fails, your data is safe. This is far more reliable than a single hard drive on your desk. Now, let's get a bit more technical. The WGAEC specification expects you to understand the different service models. This can be tricky, but the pizza as a service analogy makes it easy. First, we have infrastructure as a service, or IaaS. This is like being given a professional kitchen with an oven, but you have to provide the pizza dough, the toppings, and do all the cooking yourself. In computing terms, the provider gives you the fundamental building blocks, the servers, the storage, the networking, but you manage the operating system and what you build on it. This is for companies with technical experts who want maximum control. Think Amazon Web Services or Microsoft Azure. Next is Platform as a Service, or PaaS. Here you get the kitchen and the pizza base. You just need to add your own toppings and cook it. The provider manages the servers and the operating system, giving you a platform to build and run your own applications without worrying about the underlying infrastructure. This is for developers. A good example is Google App Engine. Finally, the one you use every day, Software as a Service, or SaaS. This is like ordering a pizza delivered to your door. It's ready to eat. The provider manages everything. The infrastructure, the platform, and the application itself. You just log in and use it. Think Office 365, Dropbox, or even your school's online learning portal. For the exam, being able to distinguish between these three with examples will definitely earn you credit. Okay, let's talk exam technique. Where do candidates typically lose marks on this topic? The most common mistake is being too vague. Don't just say the cloud is online storage. You need that precise definition we covered earlier. Another pitfall is stating that the cloud is always cheaper. This isn't necessarily true. While you avoid a large upfront cost for hardware, subscription fees can add up over time. For an AO3P discuss question, you must present a balanced argument. This brings me to a key tip. When discussing disadvantages, be specific. Don't just write security risks. What kind of risks? Credit is given for specifying risks like the interception of data during transmission over the internet, or the risk of a data breach at the central server. Also, mention the dependency on an internet connection. Without good bandwidth, the cloud is useless. For top marks, use technical terms like latency and bandwidth instead of laggy or slow internet. For those higher mark evaluate or discuss questions, think about the different stakeholders. For example, an employee gains the flexibility of working from home, but the employer might worry about data security on an employee's personal network. Showing this balanced view is how you access the top band of the mark scheme. All right, time for a quick-fire recall quiz.
I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, and then give you the answer. No cheating.
Question 1. What does SaaS stand for? Answer, software as a service. Question 2. Give one key benefit of using cloud computing for a business that has fluctuating demand. Answer, scalability. Question 3. What is the name for the physical buildings that house cloud servers? Answer, data centers. Question 4. State one disadvantage of relying on cloud storage compared to local storage. Answer, it requires a constant internet connection or there are potential security risks during data transmission. How did you do? If you got all 4, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to the core concepts again. So, let's summarize. For your WJE GCSE exam, you need to know that cloud computing uses remote servers and data centers to store and process data. You must be able to explain the key benefits like scalability and accessibility and weigh them against disadvantages like security risks and internet dependency. Remember the service models, IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS, and be ready to give examples. When answering questions, be specific, use technical language, and consider different viewpoints. That's all for our deep dive into cloud computing. Check the full study guide for worked examples and more practice questions. Keep up the great work, and I'll see you in the next episode.